Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Decal Download Podcast, your source for the latest news and information from the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning. With Commissioner Amy Jacobs, I'm Reg Griffin. We appreciate you joining us this week. You know, you can always find us at decal.ga.gov or on social media like Facebook, X, which is formerly Twitter, Instagram, Threads, brand new, something out there for you to explore, and YouTube. Plus, we're on Pinterest and a lot of other things. So look for us on social media. You can also drop us an email anytime at decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. Well, it is back to school time in Georgia. And when you think about a child's success in school, you may focus on cognitive skills of learning and understanding, but research shows that social, emotional, and behavioral competence is equally important. And here at DECAL, we have a special helpline designed to assist you, childcare teachers, parents, caregivers, in developing social, emotional, early development strategies for success. Commissioner, we call it SEEDS. And it's a listening ear from birth to thrive.
We like a good acronym. yeah, and a good slogan. But SEEDS is it's a great resource that we do offer at DECAL with our inclusion and behavior support specialist team. And it's always good to remind folks that it's out there and it actually, you know, why you might want to call and talk to one of our team members.
Absolutely. And joining us to talk about the SEEDS helpline is Shayla Lewis, who you will most likely talk to when you call the SEEDS helpline. She is our SEEDS helpline coordinator. And Veronica Thomas is program director for inclusion and behavioral support here at DECAL. Ladies, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
To be here. Yes.
Well, we're excited about this. This is one of those things that we often talk about behind the scenes, but we really need to talk about more on things like the podcast and our social media, because we want people to take advantage of this. And we're going to talk about the SEEDS helpline in just a minute, but our listeners tell us they like to start these segments by getting to know you better. So if you can tell us how long you've been with DECAL, a little bit about your role here, and maybe what you did before joining us. And Shayla, since this is your first podcast, let's start with you.
Yes. So, of course, I'm Shayla, and I've been with DECAL since 2014, started out in child care services, and I came to inclusion in 2016. Before all of that, I was actually in child care. So I did everything that you could possibly do, from floater to directing and everything in between, and in the kitchen and nursing on the children. So I was with child care programs for quite a bit of time.
But I'm glad. Has that helped you in this position, do you think, having been in the child care world?
I think so. I think it's given me just an understanding of what programs are going through and facing, and all of the needs in the classroom, as well as administrative needs. And as a parent myself, I also understand that role, trying to make sure you're doing the best thing that you can do for your child or children.
Right. Veronica, how about you?
Yeah, so I have been with DECAL. It'll be 8 years this month. And so I currently am the program director for inclusion and behavior support. But before that, I've been a specialist. Prior to coming to DECAL, I worked in early Head Start and Head Start here in Georgia, but also I'm a Northerner. So in Illinois and in Michigan, I worked in child care and Head Start and early Head Start.
Well, great. Two excellent programs, and we know a lot about them. So that's great.
Yeah, great experience from both of you. So glad you're part of our team. Mm-hmm. So we're here to talk about the SEEDS helpline. So Veronica, what is the goal of the SEEDS helpline?
Yeah, so the goal of the SEEDS helpline is really to give early childhood professionals and families resources to help them better understand, like you said, those social, emotional, and behavioral developmental needs of young children in their care. And so that could be inclusive child care referrals. That could be them looking to us for information on early intervention services in their county, or just support for their child care program. And so The helpline is a really convenient single point of entry for all requests that come into our inclusion and behavior support program. And the specialists that work for the inclusion and behavior support program, they provide free coaching and training to all early childhood providers. And so they are a lot of the ones who are doing a lot of the work with in early childhood settings. But our wonderful Shayla here is the one who is able to take all of those requests, figure out, you know, how can we best support those callers who are reaching out to DECAL.
And as we said, we've given it a clever name, SEEDS. And so when you hear the word SEEDS, think about social, emotional, early development strategies for success. And I love the tagline. It's a listening ear from birth to thrive. I don't know if I had heard that until we were preparing for this podcast, and I love that. So, Veronica, how did all that get started? And what are some of the changes you've made over the past year?
Yeah, so back in 2019 is when we first piloted the line. We were a smaller team then when we started off with, I think, 9 specialists, and we had an increasing call for, you know, requests for support. We needed to kind of simplify how we received, you know, requests for support from providers, from families. And we wanted to make it more user-friendly. We wanted to make it easier for people to get in touch with us instead of reaching out to 9 or 10 different specialists. And so that's when the helpline was created. Some of the more exciting things that we have changed over the past couple of years, of course, number one being Shayla was hired as our helpline coordinator. Her position was created to kind of help us improve consistency and responsiveness for the callers who are reaching out instead of having multiple staff answer calls. So Shayla responds to it, which has really made a dramatic impact on the caller's experience. We have began also sending out a helpline survey to everyone who reaches out to DECAL or interacts with us on the helpline. And that has really helped us continuously improve the processes just to make sure that we're meeting the public and the callers.
Well, Shayla, you have been with DECAL for quite some time and part of the inclusion staff, but as Veronica mentioned, you just began your new role as the coordinator for our SEEDS helpline, which the number is 1-833-354-HELP. Is it true that the helpline is just for early childhood programs, or can families call as well?
Actually, the helpline is to support both childcare programs and families. So anyone who's looking for inclusive or behavioral health resources, we're the helpline to call. We receive inquiries from pediatric health and early intervention providers to help connect families with program and classroom support. We also receive referrals from other units within the agency and from other partner agencies across Georgia, which allows us to collaborate and figure out how we all can best support both programs and families with ensuring that each child has access to quality educational experiences.
Shayla, how many calls do you think you're getting, right? You have to be exact, but are we getting a lot of calls? Do people know about the helpline?
People know about us now than when I first started in 2016 with inclusion. But I mean, the last couple of days, we're probably getting anywhere from 15 to 20 calls a day.
Wow. with school starting back,
school
you think?
Yeah. It's been busy.
I bet. Let's remind folks that number again.
I'll give it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of common for us, of course, during the back to school time to get more calls through the line as teachers are preparing for transitions from summer break back into school. On average, I think when the helpline is really busy, we can receive anywhere from, you know, like Shayla said, 15 to 20, you know, requests a day. Mm-hmm. Of course, things might look a little different during the summer or when, you know, we're on winter break, where we might have more families who are reaching out who are looking for summer camp or people who are just looking for general resources. So we have our peaks and we have our valleys, but this is definitely, we've seen an uptick. So we're excited about that.
I was figuring you probably would. And Shayla, what are some reasons families might reach out to the helpline?
So we have families that reach out for support with locating inclusive childcare and connecting with early intervention services, getting referrals for infant and early mental health providers, and any other community supports that they may need. Families also reach out to the helpline for resources for staff supporting their children in programs. Our inclusion and behavior support specialists often assist programs with making sure children with disabilities are meaningfully included and accommodated in their childcare setting. So sometimes we'll hear from families that are looking to ensure that their child and the staff are getting the support that is needed.
Well, like we mentioned, it is back to school time, and SEEDS has a helpful classroom checklist for teachers. What kind of factors are involved in promoting success this year for all of our children in our classrooms?
Yeah, our Seeds for Success classroom checklist, which is available on our webpage, is a really great tool for childcare providers to plan and prepare just to successfully transition children into a new classroom or new program. And so I think it's really helpful this time of year, but it's also something that you can think about throughout the year when you're transitioning a child who might be joining your class in October or when you're coming back after a break. It just provides tips for looking at teaching practices, looking at the classroom environment to ensure that they're all organized for children to be actively engaged in their learning throughout the day. And so, little small things that are on there, like ensuring that teachers are greeting children with warmth and that they're getting down on their level and they have a calm, positive tone when they're speaking to them. That really helps that initial interactions and to help build that child's confidence when they are making the transition to school. Another thing that it suggests is having a visual schedule posted at children's eye level so that teachers can refer to that throughout the day. So children know what to expect, which is really important because we know that children need a sense of predictability in order to feel safe and secure. And that's one thing we definitely want them to have, you know, if they're changing environments or if they're doing something new for the first time.
Actually, we were doing a visit once in a classroom, and this little boy came up to me. You know, we show up with 10 or 15 people usually walking into a classroom just for a visit. And the little boy came up and he said, wait a minute, what are you doing here? Like, what? I don't see that on the plan, you know, and we're doing this right now. And it was like,
That's
yeah, we're
right.
just here to watch. But yeah, they're zoned in on that schedule for
That's
sure.
right. You weren't on
No. What are you
the
doing here? I'll never forget that. So, Veronica, DECAL is not alone in promoting these concepts for children birth to eight. Who are some of our partners on your Seeds for Success state leadership team, and how do you work with them on the helpline?
Yeah, so we've been really lucky and grateful for the partnerships that we have with other state agencies on our pyramid model state leadership team. One of the goals for that team is focusing on how we're promoting social emotional learning and decreasing challenging behaviors across Georgia in hopes to, of course, prevent suspensions and prevent expulsions. A few of our partners who are invested in this work are the Department of Public Health, the Department of Education, the Division of Family and Children's Services. We collaborate with the Technical College System of Georgia, Georgia State University's Center for Leadership and Disability. We work with GEARS very closely, and we work with a few individuals from GACY. And so all of those, you know, brilliant, you know, partners that are also vested in early childhood, you know, we meet, you know, every so often, and we really talk about some of the individual efforts that these different agencies are making towards supporting young children, but also what collaborative efforts that we can all, you know, invest in to make sure that we're, you know, working on that goal. We also have a few DECAL divisions that sit on the state leadership team, which are the Infant Toddler Program, our Infant and Early Childhood Mental Health Program, Georgia's Pre-K Quality Rated, and our Head Start Collaboration Office.
A lot of great partners
Yes.
internally and externally. Yeah,
Yes, yes.
we like to include everyone. That fits,
It,
doesn't it?
and your other question being about how we work with them on the helpline. So if they are, we want to, like Shayla said, we're growing our, you know, messaging and making sure that folks know how to contact the helpline and how we can support them. So we work really closely with them to make sure that when they find a family or provider that could benefit from contacting the helpline or working with an inclusion and behavior support specialist, that they can send them our way, that we can share information with them so that they can continue to promote the line also, so that we can make more people aware of it.
Well, let's talk about some of the core values of SEEDS, the first of which is all children are capable, competent individuals who thrive in high quality learning environments. What are some others, Veronica?
Yeah, so for, like you said, all the listeners, SEEDS is social emotional early development strategies for success. And so research shows that social emotional behavioral competence is just as important as cognitive skills and those academic skills. And so we want to make sure that we're working on those and supporting those to ensure children's success in schools, or specifically young children's success in school. So our goal is to partner with early childhood educators to enhance children's experiences through really building high quality early learning environments that promote not only just social emotional development, but promote inclusion, that promote engagement, and just positive outcomes for all children.
Another of the core values of SEEDS is early relationships matter. Shayla, what do we mean when we say that?
So relationships are so important. They're at the core of our brain development and learning for us all. Babies are born into the world learning through their relationships formed with those most important people in their lives, which are their families. And they continue this learning through the essential relationships built with their teachers and providers within their learning environment. Relationships are really the foundation of all healthy social emotional development. So with communication skills and social skills and resiliency, all these things are developed within the context of those really important early relationships.
Well, we also promote all along the way that children are individuals who develop at various rates. Anything to add to that, Veronica?
Yeah. So all children learn differently. They're developing at their own pace. Our team of specialists work hand in hand with providers to ensure that children's needs are met, that their development is supported in their early learning programs so that they can reach their full potential. And so for any of the families or providers that are listening that might have questions about their child's development, have questions about their child's behavior, social skills, you know, we encourage you all to reach out to the SEEDS helpline. We're happy to share information about, you know, early intervention, about developmental milestones, and other resources that are available within Georgia.
We mentioned school starting back. August is a busy month around Georgia as schools are starting back. And for our kids, they're starting for the first time with Georgia's pre-K program. And in many cases, going back to childcare programs for the younger set, the younger children that we serve. So Shayla, what are some important reminders for parents and families as we start a new school year?
First thing I would say is have grace with yourselves and your children during this transition. Second, remember that all children are going to need support with learning about this new environment, these new systems that are going to occur as they're transitioning. Really taking the time to teach children about how to interact with these or within these new environments, how understand and participate within activities and routines, and with understanding how to interact with others will save a whole lot more time and energy in the long run. While we're looking to support children's mental health and behavior health, all of this can definitely help teachers with creating a fun and exciting year for everyone that's involved.
This is a great resource, not only our SEEDS helpline, but also our inclusion and behavior support specialist, the whole team. So how do teachers, families, and others reach you again?
Like you mentioned earlier, Commissioner, anyone can reach me or any other of our amazing staff for inclusion and behavior support and resources by calling our helpline at 1-833-354-HELP. or by emailing us at inclusion@decal.ga.gov.
And do you prefer one way or the other, Shayla?
Anyway that you can get to, we appreciate.
Very good. Email and the helpline. Love to hear from you. And our folks are, and you know, on the podcast, I hope folks are picking up on the fact that the majority of our team have been where you are. You know, they've been in childcare. They've worked in these environments, and then they've come over and they've worked in other divisions. I mean, Shayla worked in childcare services, which is kind of the foundational division of our agency, because you really can't do anything until you're a licensed childcare program. You can't be inclusive until you're licensed. It all starts there. Absolutely. Give us a call. We would love to help you, and we would love to hear from you. There's no reason for you not to take advantage of this important resource. And Shayla and Veronica are just two examples of the great team that back that up. So, ladies, thanks for being with us, and good luck for a very, very wonderful, amazing school year now that we're back.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, what are your questions for Commissioner Jacobs? Let's go to the water cooler.
Hi, this is Carl Glover with Nutrition Services. We recently held two kickoff events for Happy Helping Summer Food Program in Clayton and Pembroke. What do you like best about the program?
Well, hey, Carl. Hope you're having a good summer. Thank you for your questions. You know, Happy Helpings is such a great program that we offer at Decal. I think a lot of folks don't even realize that we are part of that. And boy, what a great name change from the Summer Food Meals Program to Happy Helpings. That was a good change. You know, I like everything about the program. I like that obviously the main part is we're able to work with sponsors and organizations all throughout the state so that they can provide meals to school age kids while they don't have access to meals during the summer when they're not in school. And I think a lot of folks forget about that. You know, you don't have your regular school day meals when you're out for summer. So I love that. But I also love the community activities that our Happy Helpings team does around the state just to promote nutrition and physical activity, and just to continue to promote Happy Helpings, because we are always looking for sponsors and new organizations throughout the state to help us and support us in providing these meals to students during the summertime.
Hard to believe that Happy Helpings season is kind of running down.
It sure
is.
We're
going to be getting ready for next summer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I agree with that. But here we go. It was a great summer. I can't wait to see the final numbers of meals served.
Right. Always impressive. Now it's your chance at winning a nice prize in the Decal Download Quiz. We'll draw one name from all the correct answers to this question. Email your response to decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. Here's the question. Who is our new coordinator for the SEEDS helpline? Who is our new coordinator for the SEEDS helpline? Answer that question correctly. We'll draw one name from all the correct answers. You could win a prize package featuring gifts from these organizations: Callaway Resort and Gardens, Chick-fil-A, College Football Hall of Fame, Dollywood, Fun Spot America, Georgia Aquarium, Georgia Lottery, Georgia Public Broadcasting, Lakeshore Learning Materials, McDonald's, Savoy Automobile Museum in Cartersville, The School Box, and Wild Adventures Theme Park. Again, the question: who is our new coordinator for the SEEDS helpline? Send your response to decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. You could already be a winner. Send in that response today. Thanks for playing, and good luck.
Thanks for listening to the Decal Download podcast. The Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning improves outcomes for children and families by strengthening early learning experiences in partnership with early education programs, professionals, stakeholders, families, and communities. Their vision is that every child in Georgia will have equal access to high-quality early care and education. For more information, visit their website at decal.ga.gov. Join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow Commissioner Jacobs on Twitter @commjacobs.